UPMC only 122 inpatients throughout 40 hospitals. Come on, man. Come on. Children's Hospital, zero inpatients with COVID. This has to be some sort of sick joke. I'm blown away by what's going on and the flat-out ignorance of those who refuse to acknowledge this is not killing us for the most part. Kim Ward, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Marty. Good morning.
Senator, this numbers game, I can't believe you posted this. This is exactly what I was going to talk about today. This numbers game makes me want to punch a wall because it tells a very different story than what Wolf is telling, does it not?
It does indeed should alleviate the fear
right
out there, that the panic, the,
right,
the panic that is put out in the public when you're hearing these numbers and we're going to close down and
right,
maybe we're going to close down and because these numbers are bad, and this should alleviate that for folks, you know? Do what you need to do. Be careful. Call the CDC guidelines. But I think also when you look at the Children's Hospital, they've only ever had 13 admissions ever, never one in the ICU. And it just plays into the whole school issue.
Right on. And Kim, less than 400 cases from the entire state yesterday.
I know.
I mean, are we missing something, Senator?
Less than 400 in the state. A lot of them were in Allegheny. But as you can see by the numbers from the hospital, that, you know, we, every single life is precious, and we pray that everyone recovers, but there's not a mass influx into the hospital. So yesterday, well, tomorrow is Wednesday. It will be 3 weeks since the surge, as they call it, the surge in the Southwest started. And at the beginning, when there was hardly any hospitalizations, they said, well, 2 weeks. Hospitalizations are 2 weeks
right
behind
right
when it starts to surge up. So we're at almost 3 weeks.
We are.
These numbers are nowhere near where what they were when we were in the middle of this crisis the first few months.
Senator, what the hell's going on? I mean, why won't they acknowledge this? Why do they? In my mind now, I'm thinking this has to be political. But what would the motive be for to keep folks so afraid, to keep things shut down this way? I can't figure this out, Kim.
No, they are ensuing panic. They are making people panic. And maybe they're making people panic because they're fearful, or perhaps they just, you know, as long as this is going on, there are just a couple of people in control of our entire Commonwealth.
Yeah.
And, you know, it could be a number of things. But ensuing panic it's bad. And it scares a lot of folks that, you know, that are vulnerable, or it's wrong. It's wrong. And what happened last week? What happened last week with we might be closing down these restaurants for indoor dining was just, that was criminal. They were closing down. They told their people not to come to work. I can give you someone, probably two, that had to move their wedding plans and had to cancel their wedding plans. I can give you a caterer for a wedding. Everything was canceled, and it was all done because they leaked out early that we might be doing this.
Right.
I don't know that this group of people, the administration, understands that when they say something, the effect it has on workers, on families, on people, on business, I don't think they get it. When they talk, there's a reaction, and that was almost criminal to me. Just horrible.
I am so disgusted by this. And I'm hearing that they're actually annoyed that folks like you and doctors are talking about these low numbers, because they believe that this allows young people to go out and party like rock stars. Young people don't give a damn what Kim Ward or Marty Griffin say. They do whatever the hell they want. Right?
They don't even know who we are.
Right? Come on, man. They say, old man, can I help you across the street? So, Kim, how long can we tolerate this? I mean, we can't live this way for another year. We just can't. We'll be destroyed as an economy, destroyed as a region.
You know, the whole, we're waiting for a vaccine. We may never get a vaccine. it may never come. You know, you can't stay under, can't live under these conditions for 2 years or 3 years.
Oh, my gosh.
You're waiting for something that might not happen. So.
I don't know what to say about it. I'm so disgusted by it, and I've lost. This is political. 866-391-1020. Give me a buzz.